Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Legacy is always an interesting and difficult conversation to have. But the conversation about the legacy of Chris Paul drastically changed based on the outcome last night. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80, presented by Progressive Insurance. All of our guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Monica McNutt sitting in for J. Will. Keyshawn Johnson, I'm Jason Fitz in for Zubin, watching Key play the air guitar.
Is that the music?
I mean, but the air guitar thing, like, I don't know, it doesn't work on you.
Like, what was the game? Remember that game that everybody had?
On Guitar Hero?
Boom.
Okay.
No, it's like the music that they play and reminds me, it takes me back to college, like I'm hanging out in a bar or something.
Were you like a big air guitarist at a bar?
No, it's just the music. It's just the drunk people walking up on
you're talking to a musician, so he has real questions.
Well, nobody ever air fiddles. I'll tell you that much. Like, ain't nobody ever walked in and been like, I'm just going to play this thing. No, it doesn't happen. My God, I'm not proud of what I just
did
because that resulted
in... Ain't this a fiddle?
No, that's a flute. That's
a flute. My bad.
Okay, that's a flute, girl.
You know what? There are very few instruments...
You didn't take music class in high school?
There are very few instruments less manly than the fiddle and the violin. The flute is one of those, okay?
But everybody had music class in high school, right? At least one semester.
I would think.
Right? You've never...
Hey, dog, listen. I forgot my instruments. I'm not a musician by trade.
You hold it.
What's the fiddle? Which one?
It's violin. Yeah, violin, fiddle, same thing.
That's not fair.
The only difference is who's paying the bill. It's same exact instrument.
Somewhere in somebody's culture, a fiddle is like what I did. That's the cello.
No. Fiddle is never.
No fiddle does.
There's a piccolo. There's a tiny flute.
Okay.
Nobody listening cares about the piccolo, and I'm sorry that I did this to America. Like the tiny, tiny flute?
A flute and a fiddle. They're cousins. Listen,
so when you play, though,
just
you
go with
that. That's an upright bass.
I know, but I'm saying, do you get into it like that?
Like there's no. Yeah.
You stop humming. Just play the instrument.
Yeah, that's what I'm wearing. Yeah. You know what, Keyshawn? Like, I don't say this very often to anybody, but, dude, you can Google me. Like, there's plenty out there. Like, I had a run, dude.
Hey, to the person on Twitter that said Fitz don't fit our swag, can you Google you?
I mean, I'm just saying, 13 Grammy nominations, one win, 45 million units sold. I had a run.
45 million.
I never question
I'm just giving
your resume.
I'm just giving you grief.
Whatsoever. About your career in music. I'm just saying, the way you do everything, can you play all the instruments? I'm asking legitimate questions.
When I finished my touring career, I played fiddle, viola, piano, organ, acoustic, and a dobro.
Y'all better put some respect on the name of Jason Fitz, who was at Juilliard at the age of 10. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Boom!
At Juilliard at the age of 10.
Come on now.
That's what's up.
Well, I don't know.
At the age of 10.
It's been downhill. That basically tells the world I peaked at 10. That's what happened. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Nobody cares about the piccolo, but everybody cares about Chris Paul. And obviously, Evan said something to me. I don't know what he said. I got nothing, Evan. Okay. Everybody cares about the Suns. Everybody cares about Chris Paul. And everybody cares about legacy. And yeah. I didn't make this choice. Like, NBA culture made the choice that legacy was simply going to be defined, I think, wrongly by championships. So, like, it feels like unless you get to a final, suddenly that means in the eyes of some, your entire run is hot garbage. So at least we can end that argument that I hate, but we can end that argument now with Chris Paul finally accomplishing this moment, right?
It's really, man, in the end, this is just the butt, right? As Leg said, you could talk about New Orleans, the Clippers, OKC, Houston. Dude been Magic his entire career. So this is just the cherry on top. Like I understand we judge by championships. I don't judge by championships. I judge by leadership and accomplishments, then championships. Because you could have and be in the right situation at the right time and have bad luck hit you like Chris Paul had. Okay, he's up 3-2, 3-1 against Golden State. All of a sudden, there's a hamstring issue.
I'm sorry, the floor just shook.
Yeah, like, they're doing construction.
You
upstairs.
Know, I was like,
okay, some of us are new here, and I'm
third
like,
earthquake.
Like, and so you judge on those sort of things. Look what he was able to do in OKC. Look what he was able to do coming to Phoenix. He has them in the finals. The dude hit 41 last night. Okay, he down the stretch, 14. I think he accounted for 14 of the 16 points down the stretch when the Clippers tried to close the gap. He turned the steam on full steam ahead. That to me, that's what legacy is. That sort of stuff. That not the he only won one championship, he only had one appearance. I don't think of him any different. If he does not win an NBA title, I wouldn't think of him any different. I don't think of Charles Barkley any different.
You know you might, you know you like family, but that's come on now. Come on now.
Why is that wrong?
Because you're saying that because that's your people.
No, it's not that. I'll say that about anybody.
As much as I, listen, I'm rooting for Chris Paul as much as anybody else. But if he finishes career without getting it done, there's no way around that conversation when his name comes up.
But is that his fault in a team game?
I am not saying that.
That's what I'm about to say. In a team game, it's circumstances. It have to be right. Luck.
You are absolutely right.
All of those things.
You are absolutely right.
It just, it does. Now, all of a sudden, he's in it. It went right. Lakers hurt, beat up. Utah a certain way. Denver a certain way. Golden State a certain way. Uh-huh. Clippers out of there.
Uh-huh.
So it hit right. Now you switch to the Eastern Conference. The Brooklyn Nets, who a lot of people had as the favorite with the Lakers.
I did.
They're in the river now. They're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia, the best record, gone. Milwaukee, Giannis.
Questionable.
May or may not play. Who knows what's going to happen in Atlanta, Bucks, whatever that is. Phoenix seems like to be the better team. So now everything is coming together.
Key, all that is accurate. All I'm saying is you know better than to say that we should have a conversation about legacy apart from acknowledging championships or not. That's all I'm saying.
But why?
Because that's how it is, y'all. Like, don't start. I don't make the rules. Those are the rules.
Yeah, but the only way we change the rules is one step at a time. But why do we have this rule specifically with the NBA?
No, you don't. You have it with all sorts of sports.
Yeah.
I mean, we have it.
Clayton Kershaw was a good pitcher until he just won the World Series. Right. And the dude done won Cy Youngs and everything.
Okay, but you can appreciate and at least agree that in the NFL, for example, we're only having that conversation about quarterbacks. Like, we never sit there and say, oh, my God, you can't win a Super Bowl with the highest paid wide receiver. Although we should, because if you look back at the numbers, if you have a highest paid player at any position, you don't win the Super Bowl. That's the way it's always been.
I was the highest paid at my position, and we won the Super Bowl.
Okay, if you look over the last 5 years, one person that was highest paid at his position has actually won a Super Bowl. Everybody else is not. But we only assign that to the quarterback. That's what we like. If you never win a Super Bowl, you're not less of a wide receiver in sports talk conversation. But if you're a quarterback, all of a sudden you're less of a quarterback. Like, it seems like the NBA has become obsessed with this one thing of championships when, frankly, if Milwaukee had lost Game 7 to Brooklyn, it wasn't going to be because of Giannis, and it shouldn't be on him. It should be on the fact that Middleton and Holiday had horrible shooting
nights.
But
it's heightened because basketball is seen more as an individual sport than football, believe it or not.
I agree with you there, but I'm also going to push and say that it's heightened, particularly in this era, because when you look at the class of all-stars Olympians, how else are you going to separate some of that talent? You feel me? Now, if I have my 12 Olympians, not particularly this year's Olympic team, but that's besides the point.
But no, that's not besides. That is exactly the point, because Neko Ogumike belonged on that Olympic team. And now, if we're going to turn around and say because she was never an Olympian, she's less of a WNBA player, I don't want that argument.
We need full context. In the context. If you're going to go W, she's been an MVP and she's won a championship in the WNBA. So this has becomes a sidebar. When we're talking NBA specifically, and we talk about the body of a work of guys in the NBA, you can have, in fact, Chris Paul is in that upper echelon of point guards. When you look statistically, he has not gotten a ring. That's the way it goes. You look at LeBron, you look at MJ, you look at Kobe, all of the greats have set this bar that includes their individual performance and success and team championships.
I don't look at John Stockton any different.
He didn't win a championship.
But the only time John Stockton comes up is when we have this specific part of the conversation. In the main conversation of the greats, it is measured.
I don't think of Dan Marino any different.
But see, that's because I genuinely believe social media and debate didn't exist then. So now we become thirsty.
No, debate certainly did.
Not sports talk debate like it did. There was no first take that was going to sit there.
It did, but not like a first take. But there was certainly debates. There was certainly debates on who this, that, and the other.
Imagine if Twitter had existed and debate shows like we have now had existed when Michael Jordan was trying to break through and get to the point that he got that first championship. We would have trashed everything about the Bulls just for losing to the Pistons.
But here's the thing, since you guys want to counter, how do you then define legacy? Just off straight numbers and performance?
No, I define legacy by everything I just said.
Excellence?
I just said his on and off the court.
So rings don't matter at all.
Rings matter. It's a part of it. But if he does not get one, it won't change my thought process about who Chris Paul is.
It will always be a but.
Yeah, it'll always be a but.
Then that's okay.
It will always be a but if you're like, but dang, he didn't even win one.
To me, what we lack so often is full context, like the full storytelling of everything around a player. We just make it about championships. And to that point, part of the context that now exists for CP3, I think, isn't just what he did in this series, isn't just what he's done in this playoff run. It's what he's done to impact the career of DeAndre Ayton.
Absolutely.
And Ayton talked about this after the game.
Well, I love CP, man. That's really the only teammate that really pushed me, like big bro type push, knowing what I got and that I never thought that I had. I think he was the best thing that happened to my career. You know, I can say that every day. C is really a dude who pays attention to detail. It's not how he said, it's what he's saying. You know, I think most people don't get, you know, it's just a message for real.
And that was, by the way, after game 4. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Monica McNutt's in for J. Will. I'm Jason Fitz in for Zubin. We're sitting with Keyshawn Johnson, presented by Progressive Insurance. And Key, like, when I hear him talk about that, I think we need to remember the context around DeAndre Ayton, right? Like, a player that coming into the playoffs, we saw a different version of him than we've seen in the playoffs, right? And, like, Chris Paul has obviously had an impact on this young man. And even if Chris Paul walked away tomorrow, which none of us hope he does, the Suns are in a different spot because of him, right? Like, if they win the championship and then he's like, you know what? I'm good. I'm going to leave on this note. The Suns is a franchise, and these players are different.
Chill out, Key. Chill out. That's not the point.
But you see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that it's
absolutely
part of his legacy, whether he wins a championship or not, is how does he leave the Suns? What state are they in when he leaves?
That's exactly what I'm saying. When you go and you take a look
real romantic
at all these teams that he's played on and the different impacts that he's had, that's important to me. I mean, like, that sort of stuff is important.
While we remember him in OKC, and in particular some of the ways in which he was able to tutor Schroeder, and I'm blanking on the other guard that was there at the time with him. He was there, impacted that team greatly. That team may or may not look completely different from when he was actually there or not. Now, taking a team to the finals and leaving them with a championship, that's one thing. But again, there's the championship part.
Yeah, if he gets a championship, which I'm hoping he does, that's better. If he just appeared, which he is, it does not change anything other than that, but, oh, he didn't win one. But, you know, everything didn't fall his way by not getting the championship. I think, you know, when you start talking about one of the greatest point guards of all time, you know, he's right there with all of them statistically, leadership-wise, and then just everything off the court that he's done.
Great dude.
Yeah. I mean, it's just that stuff is important to me.
To me, it comes back to, like, real world application. You can be the best widget maker in the world. I don't really know what that is. But if your company fails, that doesn't mean you weren't amazing. You can be the best talk show host in the world, but if the show fails, that doesn't mean you weren't the best ever. Like, there are so many other variables.
Hey,
you can be the best musician in the world and your band never has a hit. It doesn't mean you can't solely define people as, well, this band had a number one, so they're better than this band. You can't do that in any part of culture. At some point, you have to look at greatness and say it's about the full context of the story, not just about the rings that they're wearing.
Okay, Fitz, I agree with you. I agree with both of you. I'm not saying that you're wrong, but let's all agree that there will, even if we do that, he was the greatest point guard ever, but.
I mean, you're going to always have people that.
There's always going to be the but.
You're going to always have people.
But. Can we sing on the show? Anyway, sorry.
I don't think we're allowed to. There's some licensing things.
My bad.
I'm
sorry. I just said it with a little hum to it.
Oh, my goodness. This is not go-go music from
hey,
D.C.
Hey, come on, man. You know where I'm from. Don't do that. Put some respect. Shout out to the home team.
It's one of those situations with CP3 that he's being – so many people in the NBA, NBA circles and around the NBA are rooting for him
100%.
To win a championship because it's well-deserved. And I think he'll get it this year. I do. I think we won't even be having this conversation.
We'll
be talking about when he's going – what's up with number two? when he becomes a Laker.
Oh, my God. KJ&Z is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Let's get back to the other big story of the day. Name, image, likeness is here. It's real. And there's a real question that Monica McNutt raised earlier that we need to get answered, which is what solves all of this? If you're just tuning in, today is the first day where players can now use their name, image, likeness to make money. Again, they cannot actually just get a check from the school, but yes, they could decide to do endorsements. They could use their social media. They can make, as one Iowa basketball player is making, you can make an appearance at a fireworks shop. All of these things are available, which has Keyshawn wondering how guys are going to remain focused, guys and girls, and has Monica asking a really good question I want to get back to. And that question is, what solves all of this? What's the real solution for everybody moving forward? And Monica, I'll throw it back to you because that's where you left it earlier. How do we make sure that everybody can get theirs and then we still maintain whatever is necessary for people to be focused on what they need?
All right, quick sidebar. If I change the voicemail on my phone to, you've reached Monica McNutt, talk to me about solutions, not problems. Is that rude?
No, not at all.
Okay, just checking.
I think that's amazing.
Leave that message just for you. Next time you call me.
Do people actually leave you voicemails, though?
My voicemail says, if you're leaving me a voicemail, please text me. And honestly, what are you doing? And now I get texts. Evan, shout out to our producer, Evan, who once was like, I actually like talking on the phone. That's why I'm not going to text you. He left me a great voicemail.
Which is only funny because at the beginning of Hangover, the voicemail says, don't text me. And like that like shows you how much culture has changed. Go ahead.
That's hilarious. All right, to the topic. NIL drop solutions. To me, and I've said this from the jump, instead of questioning your player's focus, instead of questioning their judgment, institute or put some things in place to help them navigate it. In the same way we had academic advisors, in the same way the support staff and the training staff is there 24/7 beck and call, let's add this position to the staff. Now, I actually had a couple of guys on my podcast a few weeks ago that represent a company called The Athletic, Jared Coomer and Ashton Keys. They're partnering with schools and universities and conferences to help student athletes navigate this. I just say, this is a generation that is far more adaptable and pliable. And to me, if I understand that this platform is a secondary result of what I do as an athlete, the idea that I would miss practice because I had an event is absolutely ridiculous.
Nobody
and extreme.
Does that.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. So I don't understand why we can't lean in, trust these kids to adapt and adjust. And then honestly, I don't want to say if everybody's doing it because I know that has negative connotations sometimes, but it may be so much more normal to them than the rest of us perceiving it because it's just day to day and they have grown up in this social media era.
I don't think athletes will miss practice or things like that. It becomes a lack of focus. Much like if you ever notice when you're out to dinner and there's a family of four and the food is sitting on the damn table. The waiter or waitress has brought the food to the table. It's been sitting there 5 minutes. And guess what all of them are doing? They're on their phones, and they're focused in on everything but the food that they ordered. That's the problem that I have with the athletes, having to deal with athletes literally every single day, morning, noon, and night. And all they care about is, what am I going to gain from a marketing standpoint? That's the first thing they want to, oh, man, I need to see if I can get some swag. I need to this, that. Getting caught up in the wrong things, and when you get caught up in the wrong things, it takes you away from what you're actually there for.
So, Key, what is the solution? We're going to have some bumps and bruises. Well, there's going to be a learning curve.
Where's the collateral? Where's the collateral damage? Like, my whole point is, if you're talking about even on a college football team, if you think there's 40 kids that will absolutely lose their focus and it will destroy their entire ability to earn. 40? I just said 40.
No, that's a high number.
Okay. So,
let's
now
be realistic.
Okay. So, if you think it's 15,
call it 8.
So why would I ever limit the opportunity to monetize for every other student athlete that's not in the football program that's not going to make football money no matter what their life does because I'm worried about 8 players that may or may not have the focus. Like Monica said earlier, weed out the people that can't make it.
But buddy, the 8 players.
Not buddy.
8 players are 8 valuable players to what we're trying to accomplish. That guy that's number 65.
But what do you guys always tell me as former football players? You always tell me the same thing when it comes to collective bargaining. The CBA and the union will bargain in the interest of everybody, the broadest set, which is why they don't change things like the franchise tag, because realistically it only impacts 32 players a year. Hundreds of players can't be sacrificed for 32. I'm looking at college athletics the same way, because it's not just college football. It's college athletics. This is for all athletes.
But the athletic part of it, let's be honest and real, most of the people are looking at football, basketball, and maybe baseball at the college level. Yes, you have some other ancillary athletics. You have water polo. You have, you know, tennis and golf. That's more individualized, right? They're probably not going to advance into a professional. You can become a swimmer in the Olympics and endorse. But while you're in college, I would think if I'm a agency working to be creative for our client, that I'm looking at that individual, because that individual is not necessarily making money. I can look at him as more of a marketing face, so to speak, a really cute person that fits what our ad campaign is about. So instead of paying a model, I may want to pay this in particular person, because our university is sponsored by Speedo, for instance. And that may make sense, opposed to going and get a model to do it. That's different than when you're talking about somebody on a football team or a basketball team who now in the social media world is trying to also get to the NBA or the NFL.
But why is that person more important than the swimmer that's never going to make a dime as a
but
pro?
It's not that he's more important. It's just easier to do with the swimmer or the golfer, because it's an individual, unlike a team sport.
We have yet to come up to a solution.
So I was about to say, it sounds like we spin back to put somebody in place.
You can do that, but will universities be willing to spend the money to do that? Because another thing that you're doing is you're essentially going to be taking money out of that pocket. Because if I can go to Fitzy and do the deal rather than come to you as a school to do the deal, and it's a lot cheaper to get what I need from Fitzy, why would I do it with you as a university?
I know we got to go to Fitz, but real quick, that role is not necessarily to broker deals. It's to help navigate in a different way with this
generation. It's an advisor. It's an advisor that comes in and helps. We got much more coming on this. So next up, we'll talk to an expert on the topic next. KJ and Z on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM Channel 80.
Now you've got compliance officers at every school that are going to be trying to figure out what's okay, what's not okay, the involvement of outside parties.
Whether you think this is good, bad, or indifferent, it is changing.
Show me the money!
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Ball with the basketball out near midcourt. Going to wind it down. Six on the shot clock. Staring down Morris Sr. Through his legs. Pulls up for three. Oh, stop it! CP3 hotter than fish grease. Looking at the sellout crowd here at Staples Center, ready to pop his collar and say, how do you like me now?
Mark Jones on ESPN Radio on the call. SportsCenter right now brought to you by Mako. With Mako and their magic, your car's no longer tragic. If life throws you uh-ohs, just say better get Mako and head to Mako.com to get an online estimate today. Chris Paul's 41 points leads the Suns to a huge series win in six games. They beat the Clippers 130-103. Chris Paul led all players with 41 points, the second most in a playoff game by a player 36 or older in NBA history. Also, if you like numbers, Paul will play his first NBA Finals game in the 1,214th game of his career. That's second latest into a player's career to appear in their first Finals game. Let's move over to some Major League Baseball. In the form of the New York Yankees, the Yankees lost 11-8 against the Los Angeles Angels after L.A. rallied to score 9 runs in the ninth inning. Aroldis Chapman's first grand slam allowed in his career. He'd allowed 11 earned runs in the month of June after allowing only 1 earned run in the first 2 months of the season. We finish SportsCenter with some serious news. Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer is being investigated for allegedly assaulting a woman. New details this morning as police investigate Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer for allegedly assaulting a woman. According to a document obtained by ESPN, a woman alleges in graphic detail that a pair of sexual encounters with Bauer turned violent, causing her to lose consciousness, leaving her with injuries requiring hospitalization. Bauer has denied the woman's account, calling what happened between them consensual. Bauer's reps have turned over messages to Pasadena police that they say shows the woman sought this type of encounter. Bauer's team plans to refute her account in court later this month. All right, we're going to move on. There's no way to get from that back to sports, but that's what we will try to do on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Obviously, Keyshawn sitting here with us, Monica McNutt in for J. Will. I'm Jason Fitz, and we've been having a lot of conversation that I want to continue here when it comes to name, image, likeness. And obviously, guys, this is a hot conversation for fans everywhere. I do want to make sure that the information is right, though, as I've been tweeted by several people asking what happens for different states. Important to note here that part of what the NCAA said yesterday is essentially every state can do what they want. You can follow the state guidelines. Now, there are 20 states that have passed name, image, likeness legislation. Not all of it has come into play yet, but 20 states have made a definitive statement for it. No states currently have made a legal statement against it. So if there's no legal statement that says you can't do it, there's nothing that will prevent people from being able to use this system to go out and get their name, image, likeness monetized. It's happening all over the place. We mentioned it earlier. Bo Nix, the quarterback at Auburn, has a T deal, but we're seeing several deals being announced this morning. It's a little like the tampering period is in the NFL every year, where suddenly the gates are open and we're seeing negotiation. It does raise one really difficult question, and we can all speak to this, I think, as adults. Like, picking an agent is, for a lot of people, a very difficult, you know, very heady decision. You have to think about life, where you're going. A lot goes into it. It took me a long time to make that decision in music and in sports. I can only imagine for a kid that's coming into college that now is not only trying to figure out how to get ready for the season, what their coaches expect for them, but also getting just hit up by every agent that's trying to make a cut of what they're going to get. Like, it feels like this is the wild, wild west for that, and a lot for kids to manage, Key.
And that goes to the story of focus. Like, now all of a sudden,
fair point.
You have agents and people, representatives. What's in it for them? In it for them is to make some money. However, you know, they got a window of opportunity. So that on top of the coaches trying to figure out how you could help them win a championship. It's just so much to be looked at in these situations. And I'm one that'll stand up tall. The players, both men and women sports, supposed to get every dime they can get. If there are agencies out there in creative, in clients that are looking from a marketing standpoint to go and get some of these dudes, go do it. Pay them as much money as you can pay them within the rules. Now, with that being said, I'm sure there's going to be some illegitimate stuff going on with some of these programs that's trying to get ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we'll get into that. I want to get some expertise here. We're going to head over to the Goodyear Hotline, where we're joined by Christy Dosh, sports business consultant. Christy, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate you joining us. We'll start with the very broad here. What impact do you expect we'll start to see today from NIL?
I can tell you just from looking at my own inbox with brands emailing me and all of the tweets I've seen this morning, it's more than I can keep up with. I started trying to keep a running list of all of the deals that were happening, and there's literally too many to keep up with, which I think is fantastic for student athletes. And we're seeing it across every sport, both genders. It's really exciting to watch.
When you look at it, what impact would this have on the student athlete's focus?
I've talked to some former student athletes in a number of different sports who've told me that if they had this opportunity when they were in school, they don't know exactly how they would have balanced it because they do spend so much time with practices and games. But they basically said if there was money on the line, they would have made time for it. So hopefully we don't see things like their academics go by the wayside. I think in the beginning, it's nice that this is happening during the summer when they maybe have a little more time to understand what this is going to look like and start creating content, and that'll help them as they move into the school year so that they can schedule themselves accordingly.
The top of the food chain in college sports, what type of numbers could we potentially see for the stars in their prospective sport?
Yeah, so I've been scanning everything this morning. The biggest deal I've seen so far this morning is for Miami's quarterback. He has a deal with College Hunks Hauling Junk for $20,000. That seems like a big number this morning, but I saw Darren Revelle tweet last night that he expects Olivia Dunn, an LSU gymnast, to sign deals north of $1 million over the next week. So we will see if those come to fruition.
Let's get it. Let's get to this money, Chrissy. All right, listen.
It's amazing. I'm so happy for the kids, too, by the way. Amazing.
A little bit of a breath taker. However, I maintain, and I'm sure, former student athlete, it would have been something else to add on to the schedule to manage. But if you told me, here's how you manage $1 million, then I'm going to figure it out. What have you seen institutions do to support their athletes as we navigate this new territory?
Yeah, I think what we've seen at the Power Five level is schools largely signing with companies like Open Doors and Influencer, which are helping them push out video and photographic content to student athletes for them to use. They're also managing compliance and provide a platform for student athletes to report these deals. And they have all sorts of educational videos on those platforms. There are so many companies coming into this space right now offering that educational content to athletic departments. What I find interesting is as I've talked to schools outside of the Power Five, a lot of them don't have the money to bring in one of those companies. And so they are doing a lot of in-house programming with things like their business school and entrepreneurship programs that are already on campus. So it's nice to see campus and the academic side working with athletics on this.
When you look at it, the Olympics are right around the corner. How could this impact those Olympic sports athletes that are in college looking to get ahead?
Yeah, I think actually it's an exciting opportunity for the Olympic student athletes because their sports are going to be on a worldwide stage. And particularly if we have some record breaking, you know, we have some really good stories in some of these sports. I think that will trickle down to the student athletes who play in those sports. So this is great timing for student athletes in Olympic sports.
We're talking to Christy Dosh, sports business consultant. Christy, before we let you go, got to ask real quick. You've got a great thing out on Twitter. You guys can follow her at SportsBizMiss. You've got a great map out there that is letting everybody follow the map of what's allowed. So my question is, are there any states right now that specifically will not allow NIL legislation to happen?
There are not. It is wide open. The NCAA rule essentially says if you're in a state that has a state law, of course, you have to follow it. But if you're in a state that does not have one or maybe has one that doesn't go into effect for a couple of years, then individual institutions will make the rules. And we're starting to see those rules come in from schools this week.
Christy, we really appreciate your time and expertise. Thanks so much for joining us and giving us your thoughts.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
It's interesting, guys, just because as she mentioned there, we think about everything. And this is one of the important things we have to also stress repeatedly on this. We think about everything from a Power Five basketball, football mindset, rightfully so, because it makes all of the money for programs. I understand that. But as she points out that a gymnast is looking at a seven-figure endorsement deal we expect in the next week, and you start thinking about group of five schools that are trying to navigate this, the one thing I will say is that whatever wild, wild west we get here was created by the NCAA because they had opportunity to come out and form some sort of a plan over the last several years. They didn't. They kept waiting for the courts to save them. The courts didn't, and now they're in this situation. So whatever sort of hellfire we're living through, if you're a college sports fan, was created by the NCAA.
Well, that's good. I hate the NCAA anyway.
That's standard.
Good. They got what they deserve.
The group of five, Power Five thing is actually really interesting. But again, this goes back to the point, the larger conversation that we were having earlier. Your group of five obviously produces less pros in various sports, but those players, athletes, schools with smaller budgets, this is almost just as vital for, if not more vital, for them in terms of the opportunity that it now provides them. Look, adapt and survive. That's where I'm at. And these young people, more than anybody else, can adapt and survive. The idea that anybody on the other side of this would say this is too much of a distraction, or I don't even know what else you can cook up as an excuse for it not to be done, and you don't know the situations that these student athletes come from. And even though we're here, we're still talking about an elite group that have that $1 million earning power. Like, that's not going to be tossed around across the board.
Yeah, but that elite group that has that earning power only concerns me because you start to make that money, and now what your real goal was when you arrived at the university starts to fade away. We see it in everyday life. The first thing people see is somebody on social media all of a sudden becomes an overnight star, and then everybody thinks that they can just go out there and do something crazy and become a YouTube sensation.
So we will have our cautionary tale.
That's all.
We will have our cautionary tale of the kid that had so much potential, they got sidetracked by XYZ deal. In general,
I just don't want that to happen to one kid.
I don't want
one kid that can make $1 million as a gymnast that will never have the shot at that $1 million again in their life to be denied it.
Yeah.
That's the other side of it. I got scales of justice here. You know, that's the unfortunate
thing. There's going to be a learning curve. I think institutions and coaches that are serious about making sure that doesn't happen to their players need to take the necessary steps.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure guys like Nick Saban will certainly do that. But what I'm talking about is that social media influence stuff. That
you're
anti-social
media, though, too.
No,
we got a point. I got where you're coming from.
I know
all the time, Monica. Somebody went and got under a knife, and the next thing you know, everybody think they can do it.
I gotta get bills paid, y'all. We'll keep the argument going during the break, but coming up, caller roulette. We love getting you guys involved. Plus, a story from Key you've got to hear. That's after Key has this from O'Reilly.
Have a car problem?
Buying your time,
but don't know where to go. Maybe you're not close to home. When your car breaks down, let O'Reilly Auto Parts help. With O'Reilly Auto Parts Shop Referral Program, take the guesswork out of it by finding a great shop wherever you are. Call O'Reilly location near you or visit O'ReillyAuto.com or click find a repair shop to find a reputable repair facility or service center for your repairs. O'ReillyAuto.com.
It's time for Caller Roulette.
You know the rules. Don't ask us how we are.
We're good.
I don't want to hear any of that.
Get in, say your name, and make your point and ask the question.
888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. And don't mess it up.
Don't mess it up.
Especially you, Line 5.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
It's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Monica McNutt sitting in for J. Will. I'm Jason Fitz in for Zubin. We're both hanging out with Keyshawn Johnson. And we're going to do some caller roulette, but before we get to that, we were talking earlier about my music background, and it brought up maybe one of the better stories I've heard in a long time, Key, about you and a little bit of traveling and a celebrity you didn't know was a celebrity that you need to tell the world.
Because your music background, I thought it was pretty interesting because we were just having a conversation. So I'm on vacation, and I'm overseas, and I'm hanging out in a restaurant lounge type deal. It's dark. And so I'm there, and we're in a cabana type deal, and I'm talking to some friends, and I see, name drop, I see Brad Pitt, right? And I'm like, oh, I know him from California, from L.A. Oh, what's up, Brad? How you doing? He's like, join us, come over, sit with us a little bit. I'm like, okay, come on, I'll come over and sit with you guys a little bit. So I'm sitting, I sit down, I plop next to this guy. And he has a, you know, an accent or whatever, and Brad's standing up and doing what he's doing, talking and whatnot. And I started to engage in a conversation with the individual. And like, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm in the music business. Oh, that's cool. That's what's up. You know, oh, okay. Well, have you, you know, what do you do? What do you play? Like, he's explained. I said, where are you from? You from over here somewhere? He says, yeah, okay, cool. I'm from Ireland. Oh, okay, that's cool. Man, I've never been there. I'm sure that's pretty cool. Like, how many albums, records have you? Oh, yeah, I've done some stuff, a lot of them, whatever. So at this point now, Brad chimes back in. He goes, he hears me and stuff, and he goes, do you know who that is? And I'm like, he said, you ever heard the group U2? I'm like, yeah, I heard of them. Yeah, hey, cool. He said, well, that's the lead singer, Bono. And I'm like, oh, blank.
Sugar, honey,
and just as
tea.
I was getting ready to tell you to hand me a tape so I could give it to some friends in California, maybe that could help you out. But I didn't know. This was years ago, and I didn't. I mean, I don't buy U2 records. I don't know anything about it.
I, in fact, was very irritated with Apple Music when they forced
when they put it on everybody's, oh my God.
On my playlist.
Yeah.
Like, I just didn't. I didn't know. And I'm like, yeah, I'm giving him encouragement. Like, yeah, man, just keep, you know.
But, you know, the thing of it is I love that about you. And, look, there's different levels of fame. Like, for Bono, I'm sure that was alarming. But, like, I will always say one of the funniest things, especially because most of my career was made in country music, the funniest thing is when I left the band Perry, we had the fourth biggest song of all time in country music. So very proud of If I Die Young, very proud of my time with that
if
band.
If I Die Young.
Okay, no more from you. But I will say this. The number of times, like, when we had the number one song on all the charts, and you'd walk in and people be like, I'd say, like, I play for the band Perry, and they'd be like, oh, Katy Perry's band? And I'm like, no, if you like country,
hey,
you've heard of us.
I am that person. That's cool. Where's that? Where are you guys from? I could not pick Bono out of a lineup. Maybe out of a lineup.
Now you couldn't pick Bono out of a lineup?
Now you could. Now you certainly could.
I
could.
Who from music would actually, like...
Not without the sunglasses. I don't think I can.
No, he had... The crazy thing is he had some of those things on. And I just didn't...
Oh, yeah. Rock stars always dress like rock stars. There's, like, a different level of that. That's why I never was one. So who would, like... If you walked into, to like, you know, a coffee shop in France, who would you look over and be like, holy bleep, that's bleep?
I don't know that I would.
Don't you know Key don't get starstruck? You're talking to Keyshawn Johnson. People walk into coffee shops and say, oh, blank, that's Keyshawn Johnson.
It's not starstruck. It's like...
I said you don't get starstruck.
I saw my dude from the ID network. I was like, oh, I want to talk to him.
Oh, this is our life. Let's do caller roulette. Alan, spin the wheel. Tell us what we got. ID.
Yeah, ID is cool. Discovery Channel, all those places.
Planning ways to kill me. All right, let's go with line three.
Planning ways to not get killed.
All right, what do we have at line three?
Daryl from Dallas.
What's up, Daryl from Dallas?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm with Keyshawn and you, Monica and Jason. Do you think all the load management plans that the NBA players been planning the last year and a half ago was a good thing? Because now, I think it was a good thing, I'm sorry, because now all the top stars have been hurting the playoffs.
Listen, Daryl, I'm not in on that. I'm just not in on the injuries and the byproduct of the condensed season. I'm struggling with it.
It's not going anywhere, though, because next season is going to be condensed too, right? Like,
we had this conversation yesterday.
The injuries are not soft tissue injuries. Kawhi ran into somebody. That has nothing to do with a short layoff.
Yeah. Kyrie Irving
twisted his ankle on Giannis. Oh, I guess Giannis, if he'd have had a longer
Trey stepped
layoff,
on the ref's foot.
Yeah, the ref wouldn't have been in the way if we'd have just extended it.
Maybe it's just one of those years, but we've never seen numbers like this. I think that's why everybody freaks out. Alan, spin the wheel. Like, spin the wheel. Let's see what we got here. We'll go to line two. Let's see what we got. Line two.
Yeah, hey, this is Jay in Florida. No, I just wanted to chime in, man, with this name, image, likeness thing. You know, I'm all for people making a few dollars, but I just see the potential for this thing being disastrous, man, because at the end of the day, when you give somebody money, that equals opportunities. And you got these people that are supposed to be student athletes and what have you. how are you going to focus on your academics when you're trying to, particularly if you got a big deal, you got to worry about the financial components of that. You got to have a team around you.
Who the hell cares about your academics if you're making $1 million? What you sending your kid to college for other than to try and make $1 million?
But that's why you put people in place to be able to handle
this. This is no different. I've seen some of.
Don't assume that people are going to be stupid. Like, you might be. Give these babies a chance to have that opportunity. Why would we rob the opportunity from them for fear of the worst? Maybe they make it happen in the best way.
I've seen several people tweeting about taxes too, like, well, now they're gonna have to pay taxes. Guess what?
Stop,
that means
taxes.
They made money. Like, you could set that money aside. Like, good lord, we just suddenly presume all
$1 million. I can pay someone to go to class for me.
That's true. Like, hey, pass up the $1 million and go to school so that you can work your whole life and try and make $1 million. Does anybody but me see the twisted logic? That's all I'm saying. All right, Greeny is next. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We'll all be back tomorrow hanging out with you. This has been Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.